You are listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.
Can your wide format cutting system keep up? Every print business has different requirements, and hundreds of types and sizes of finishing devices are available to meet them. By Eileen Fritsch. Read by Denise Gustafson. From the March-April 2024 issue of Wide Format Impressions. To diversify product offerings, print service providers need more than an expert marketing team and the right mix of wide format printing devices. To truly diversify, they may also need cutting and finishing equipment to keep pace with the higher volume of short-run orders produced on a mix of rigid and flexible materials. While this really doesn't necessarily mean that they must buy and operate multiple cutting devices, it does require they make informed choices about the sizes, capabilities, and combinations of cutting devices that will occupy valuable floor space in their facility. Also, determining how to integrate printing and finishing workflows is essential to minimizing bottlenecks and meeting delivery deadlines. Proven essential in wide format. First-generation wide-format printing companies really didn't need a lot of cutting options because the printers at that time were slow and the weekly volume of orders was low. Early options included manual large-format XY cutting devices for large sheets of foam board, vinyl cutting plotters to contour cut adhesive vinyl, and XY cutters for trimming large sheets of rolls and photo and art prints into smaller square or rectangular prints. As wide format companies and sign shops increasingly installed versatile UV flatbed inkjet printers and faster, super wide roll to roll printers for vinyl graphics and soft signage, they recognized the need for bigger, faster finishing systems that could combine the capabilities of vinyl cutting plotters, XY cutters, and light duty routers in a single device. While PSPs can now choose from a wide selection of flatbed cutters and routers for flexible or rigid materials and XY cutters for rolls up to 196 inches wide. Today, many sign shops with wide format printers may also use heavy-duty computer-controlled CNC routers to convert different thicknesses of metal, wood, stone, or polyurethane foam into three-dimensional signs, decorative moldings, or props. Routers use rotating spindles with different shaped bits that carve or mill materials to precise sizes and shapes. Most of these routing systems move the cutting tools in three dimensions, width, length, and depth, so they can handle thicker materials. Multifunction flatbed cutters and routers. Offering the capabilities of a handful of systems in one unit, these devices use interchangeable tools to combine XY cutting, vinyl contour cutting, and light-duty routing to support fast turnarounds and automated manufacturing of graphics, signs, short-run packaging, and marketing collateral. Using interchangeable tools, they can be programmed to contour cut, XY cut, crease, engrave, drill, or route a mix of materials sequentially, including cardstock, adhesive vinyl, foam board, corrugated, honeycomb board, MDF, wood, plastic materials, technical fabrics, and aluminum. These modular systems often include a heavy-duty, vibration-free cutting table with one or two sturdy beams that move the cutting modules across the print surface. Most working tables for large-format printer output range between 66 inches to 126 inches wide. Some models include conveyors to move materials from the work area into the offload area. System modules supply the power, force, and pressure to the cutting, creasing, and routing tools used to process different types, thicknesses, and densities of materials. Further, they can be equipped with tools for through-cutting, kiss-cutting, creasing, grooving, V-cutting, routing, oscillating cutting, rotary hole punching, scoring, perforating, or drilling. Vacuum systems are utilized to hold materials in place during cutting. On some systems, onboard or overhead cameras or optical sensors are installed to detect whether the movement of the cutting tool needs adjustment to accommodate skewed or distorted prints. Additionally, many flatbed cutters can be augmented with accessories such as table extensions, board handling systems, or roll-off units, depending on whether the cutter handles rigid or flexible materials. Multi-tool flatbed finishers can be customized to match production needs and upgraded as shops diversify into different types of projects. Wide format laser cutters. Instead of using a variety of blades or tools, laser cutters direct focused beams of controlled intensities of light along the cut lines of material placed on the work surface. Higher powered lasers are required to cut thicker, dense materials. Low power lasers are sufficient for cutting fabrics, including stretchy polyester fabrics used to make large format soft signage, silicone edge graphics, apparel, and decor. Laser cutters are particularly popular in sign shops because, in addition to cutting, they can polish the edges of contour cut acrylic elements of signs and displays. Benefits of versatility in cutting equipment. Users of today's wider, faster cutting devices quickly discovered that the equipment can also address cutting or routing projects that involved non-printed sheet rolls. For example, Team Concept Printing in Carroll Stream, Illinois, provides a full range of print, signage, mailing, and fulfillment services from its 45,000 square foot production facility. It uses the Zund 3GXL 3200 cutter, which has a working area of 126 by 126 inches. Team Concept literally cuts everything imaginable on the Zund G3XL cutter, from the traditional wide format graphic applications such as foam core, coreplast, PVC, banners, decals, and floor graphics to pieces that would traditionally be die cut, such as invitations, door hangers, boxes, and envelopes, explains Vice President and Partner Vince Manini. Our equipment allows us to take in every possible project that requires cutting or routing. He notes that one of the company's most unusual products was a custom high-end acrylic pegboard for one of the world's most recognized athletic apparel and footwear manufacturers. BlueJet, a Poland-based company that produces signs, displays, and packaging for brands, brought its first Kongsberg cutting table in 2012 after investing in an Inca Onset 520 high-speed board printer. Today, the company uses two Kongsberg C64 tables with automated feeders and stackers and two Kongsberg C66 tables with robotics for fully automated production. If you want to boost your production, you have to look at automation, says Paweł Kazarowski, director of BlueJet. He estimates that the company lost as much as 60% of its production time per day when its staff was manually loading and unloading the machines. Global Imaging in Mississauga, Ontario, uses a Kongsberg C64 table with an automated feeder and stacker. Our in-house design team prides itself on delivering the impactful displays our customers want, and we believe their imagination deserves an equally imaginative approach to digital printing and display fabrication, says Global Imaging Vice President Gerald Meister. The C64 enables us to deliver the very best finish to make our customers' visions a reality. Sign Inc. in Ashland, Virginia, provides wholesale large format applications on materials ranging from plastic, wood, and metal to produce signage, banners, cut vinyl, roll decals, wraps, displays, and floor and window graphics. The company purchased SEI Laser's Mercury Laser Plotter, which replaced a laser cutter that didn't have enough power to cut thick materials and metal. The SEI Mercury features a large cutting area and a laser capable of cutting everything from plastics, paper and paperboards, to textiles, glass, wood, leather, marble, metals, and steel. We didn't realize that there was a company with laser machines compatible with the sign environment, says Tom Matherly, Chief Financial Officer of Sign Inc. We wanted a machine to cut and engrave metals, plastics, and other materials. Matic, the North American distributor of SEI lasers, gave live demonstrations of the SEI Mercury device and other laser printing devices at the 2023 Printing United Expo. Using automation to avoid bottlenecks. Even though digital cutters have become faster, bottlenecks will occur, particularly when some jobs are sent to a large format flatbed cutter could have been cut on a different device. Knowing the capabilities and scheduling the appropriate projects for the large format flatbed cutter is key to keep it from backing up our production queues, says Manini. Automation in software and hardware reduces the number of manual touchpoints, improves cutting consistently, and minimizes the risk of human errors. With automated feeders, stackers, and robotics, fewer people are needed to load and unload materials to keep up with throughput continually. Software suppliers with the cutters can store presets for repeated jobs. Wide format workflow software such as Agfa Asante, Print Factory, Fiery Pro Server, or Fiery XF workstations enable prepress operators to set up workflows that send job data to a combination of printers and cutters from dozens of manufacturers. The cutting device will automatically start processing the next job in line without waiting for the cutter device operator to input the job data. Several automated systems for unattended production of higher volumes of specific materials were demonstrated at Printing United Expo, including Zuhn's Q-Line with BHS 180 board handling system and Kongsberg's new Ultimate platform for corrugated boards. These systems will likely appeal to super high-end single-pass inkjet printing users, such as the EFI Nozomi 18000 for corrugated packaging. Canon Solutions America demonstrated an automated UV flatbed printer to flatbed cutter workflow. It featured Digitex Texas LT-XT UV flatbed printer and an auto unloader that lifted the printed board off a table and dropped it onto a conveyor system that fed a Colex Sharpcut flatbed cutter. The system allows one operator to print, package, and ship finished products. For flexible media, Canon Solutions America also demonstrated the UV Gel Print Factory, which integrates a jumbo roll loader, a Canon Colorado large format printer with UV gel inks, and a jumbo roll rewinder or an inline Photoba XY cutter to cut the wide format roll into smaller widths and lengths. The bottom line. As aging wide format printing units are increasingly replaced with faster, more automated machines, PSPs are wise to evaluate whether their existing equipment can convert a higher volume of short to mid-volume orders into ready-to-ship products. The best way to fully understand what's possible with the bigger, faster cutters is to see many types and sizes of finishing devices in action at Printing United Expo 2024 in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.